So here's a story. Last week, I went to this cafe and ordered coffee with milk for a friend. But instead, they handed me coffee on the side. Confused? I was confused because I thought the request was clear. But welcome to the mysterious world of phrasal verbs. And that is indeed what I will be discussing today in this episode, English phrasal verb. Phrasal verbs are combinations of verbs and particles where the meaning of the combination often cannot be deduced by understanding the individual words alone. So let's look at some phrasal verbs today. For example, give up means to surrender or quit, while get along means to have a harmonious relationship with someone. So as you can see, these combinations play a significant role in communication, and understanding them is crucial for fluent and natural sound in English. Now, you might be wondering, why is phrasal verb important if you're learning the English language? Well, actually, phrasal verbs are very integral and pervasive. It's really a pervasive aspect of the English language. It is prevalent both in spoken and written communication. And the important thing about it is that when you understand the frequency of phrasal verb usage, their significance is essential for achieving fluency and natural proficiency in English. So, in other words, to be fluent, you must really understand phrasal verbs. And not only just understand them, but understand the context in which they are used in. Because, again, you put them together, they become one as a combination, but the meaning changes. So it's a lot that's happening there. And we'll get into that further on. Let's look at it in spoken English. In spoken English, for instance, phrasal verbs are common. Phrasal verbs are common. And they are used in everyday conversations. So native speakers would frequently use phrasal verbs to convey specific meanings, express emotions, and engage in, let's say, casual or formal dialogues. Or from informal discussions with friends to professional interactions in the workplace, you normally find that phrasal verbs are ubiquitous in the spoken language, right? It reflects the dynamic and versatile nature of the communication, of English communication. That was for the spoken language, and it's normal. You will have something like that in practically every language. But there are some drawbacks in how people think about how the phrasal verb should be used. Should it be used only in spoken language, in an informal setting, or should it also be used in written, in the written language itself? Well, actually, the frequency of phrasal verb usage in written English, including literature, if you pick up some literature, you will definitely find in newspapers, and also in contemporary media. It is substantial. The frequency of phrasal verb usage in written English is substantial. So you'll find that authors, journalists, and content creators, as we now call them, is a more popular, acceptable term. Content creators often incorporate phrasal verbs to convey vivid imagery, to portray characters, personalities, and capture the nuances of the human expression, right? To really be fluent and really be confident and really be, it's important to have a firm grasp of phrasal verbs if you really want to be able to comprehend and engage in written material. Understanding phrasal verbs also helps you to foster a deeper understanding of the language itself, the nuances of the language, and the literary context in which they are used. Again, you ask the importance of mastering phrasal verbs for English fluency cannot be overstated. It's important that you utilize phrasal verbs in both spoken and written communication, irrespective of what someone else might say. Because it's frowned upon in some quarters that it should not be in the formal written or even formal setting when you're having a one-on-one verbal conversation with someone, right? Or even in a group. It's important, it's interesting, and it's useful to to know phrasal verbs so that you can convey your thoughts with precision, authenticity, and cultural relevance. Another important point that I would like to highlight is that understanding phrasal verbs enhances your ability to comprehend native speakers. So as I said, if you learn phrasal verbs, it helps you to better understand native speakers. You're able to engage in meaningful conversations with confidence, and that is the important thing. And you're able to grasp the colloquialism. Also, if you want to be fluent, you must embrace the frequent usage of phrasal verbs as an opportunity for linguistic enrichment rather than a challenge. How do you do this? First thing you want to do is to immerse yourself in authentic language context. So go out there, speak with native speakers, actively practice your phrasal verbs. And you must also recognize the prevalence in everyday communication so you too can apply it. You can use this as a way to elevate your language proficiency and fluency. Let's look at a simple scenario. Imagine meeting a friend and wanting to catch up on each other's lives. Now, in the course of the conversation, you shared that I need to catch up on work. What do you think that means? I need to catch up on work. Well, it means you have a lot of work to do, right? You have a lot of work to do. I need to catch up on work. It means you have a lot of work to do. However, in the case of we should catch up soon, different meaning, right? But the same phrasal verb, but different meaning. It means you want to spend time together to discuss recent events, right? So as you can see, it is the same phrasal verb, but has different meaning based on how it is used. And what this does is that it is showcasing the impact of phrasal verbs on communication. Here's another example. As I'd mentioned earlier, take off. What comes to mind when you hear take off? I can think of a few things. So if you say the plane will take off at 3 p.m., it means the plane will depart, right? However, if you were to say, I need to take off my shoes, well, it means you want to remove your shoes. It means you want to remove your shoes. So these examples, again, highlight how phrasal verbs are really an integral part of everyday conversations. And understanding their nuances is essential for effective communication. We talk a lot about the phrasal verbs. Let's try to do some activities to help you. Let's do a little quiz. What I would love for you to do is write your answers for this quiz in the comment section. And you will also get the answers to the quiz at the end of this show. Question number one. What does the phrasal verb turn down mean? Is it to decrease the volume? Is it to reject an offer or invitation? Or is it to rotate in a downward direction? So, A, to decrease the volume. B, to reject an offer or invitation. C, to rotate in a downward direction. Now, question two. What is the meaning of the phrasal verb run into? To jog into a room, to unexpectedly meet someone, to dash quickly through an area, run into. Question three. What does put off signify as a phrasal verb? To delay or postpone, to place something atop a surface, to wear something casually. You decide. Now, I do hope that you had the chance to participate in this pop-up quiz. Remember, you can share your answers in the comment section. Continue to listen and watch this podcast for the answers to the questions. Now, in everyday language, there are common misconceptions. Tell me which language doesn't have some sort of misconceptions. And the English language is no different. Now, phrasal verbs are a common source of confusion for English learners, even native English speakers. And one of the most prevalent misconceptions about phrasal verbs is that they are arbitrary and illogical. I don't know why people would think this, but that's the case. But you see, the thing is, understanding and using phrasal verbs correctly can really help you learn the English language and become fluent in it. Skills. It can enhance your English language skills, right? So one common misconception is that phrasal verbs have no patterns or rules. making them difficult to learn. Here's how I'm going to dispel that rumor or misconception. While it is true that phrasal verbs can have multiple meanings and usages, they often follow specific patterns and context. I repeat, phrasal verbs often follow specific patterns and context. For example, many phrasal verbs can be categorized based on their particle, such as up, down, off, or out. Let's pause a bit to briefly explain what are particles. In the English language, particles are typically prepositions or adverbs that are used in conjunction. So they're used together with a verb to create a phrasal verb. In other words, the particle or a particle is a component of a phrasal verb, but it is not a verb itself. So they may influence the meaning of the verb, which they do. They influence the meaning of the verb, which results in a new idiomatic meaning that differs from the original verb. Let us look at two examples. In the phrasal verb, to look up. Up functions as the particle, while look on its own simply refers to directing one's gaze, right? So you're just looking. But look up conveys the act of searching for information. Let's look at number two. Similarly, in the phrasal verb, to give in. In this phrasal verb, in serves as the particle, changing the meaning of give to indicate yielding or conceding, right? So as you can see in both examples, the addition of the particle to the verb alters the original meaning of the verb, creating a new idiomatic expression with distinct connotation or interpretation. Now, as I said before, many phrasal verbs can be categorized based on their particle. Example, up, down, off, or out. What does this mean? It means that phrasal verbs can be grouped and organized according to the specific particle, typically a preposition or an adverb that accompanies the verb to form the phrasal verb, right? So it's as simple as that. It's just a preposition or an adverb that joins the verb itself, forms a phrasal verb. So what this does is that it helps you, the learner, to identify patterns and similarities among phrasal verbs with the same particle, making it easier to understand and remember their meanings and usage. So there, immediately, it's thrown out the window, the misconception that there's no structure, right? There's no pattern. So let's get an example. Examples are very good to drive home the point. So an example would be of a phrasal verb with the particle up, such as give up, make up, grow up. Often convey the idea of completion, increase, or movement to a higher level. Similarly, phrasal verbs with the particle off, like take off, put off, brush off, frequently denote separation, cessation, or removal. So when you categorize phrasal verbs based on their particle, you can recognize recurring themes and meanings associated with specific particles. And this helps you to comprehend and retain. This helps you to comprehend better the English language. Now, understanding these patterns can help you navigate the complexities of phrasal verbs more effectively. You can see that the misconception that phrasal verbs, and so from the examples that we've just looked at, the two examples, you can see clearly that the misconception that phrasal verbs are arbitrary and illogical is just that, a misconception, because it clearly shows that they follow a pattern based on the meaning associated with their particles. So as an English language learner, you can recognize recurring themes and you can understand that there is a systematic basis for the formation and usage. The examples, I must point out, also show that phrasal verbs are not random. They're not random, but they're structured and predictable within their respective categories. So that was just one misconception, really. Another misconception is that phrasal verbs are informal and should be avoided in formal writing or speech. You know, it's important to use phrasal verbs appropriately in formal contexts. Let's make that clear. But it's also important to make clear that they are an integral part of the English language, whether it be in spoken or written communication. Mastering phrasal verbs actually allows you to develop that natural expression, which helps you become proficient. So it's not correct to say that it should not be used in a formal setting. How can you, as the English language learner, then approach phrasal verbs more effectively? Here are some practical tips for understanding and using them correctly. When you're using phrasal verbs, use them in a contextual way, meaning pay attention to the context in which the phrasal verbs are used. Because understanding the situation and the relationship between the verb and the particle can provide you with valuable clues about the intended meaning. So then you won't have a problem where you are using your phrasal verbs in the wrong context, which may cause some level of ambiguity and misunderstanding, right? So use it in the right context. Use in the context, as in practice using phrasal verbs in sentences and conversations. The more you practice, the better you get at it, right? Engage in real-life language scenarios, and it will help you to reinforce your usage and solidify your understanding. So, yes, you can always use the internet to learn stuff, but the important point is to go out there and practice, using them in conversations and expressing yourself. Another point, or tip, rather, is to learn in chunks. So, rather than trying to memorize phrasal verbs individually, learn them in meaningful chunks or context. For example, clearly, focus on phrasal verbs related to daily activities, work, or social interactions. And stay tuned, because in the coming episodes, we will be looking at phrasal verbs for daily activities, for work, for relationships, or social interactions. Very interesting episodes coming along. Another point is to seek clarification. Listen, we are all human and we prefer not to be thought of as being not so smart. But you know, the persons who maintain their thought as it is rather than clarifying are the ones who probably should think that they are not smart. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to speak with someone if you're not clear on something, and that's the best way. So there can be no misconception. There can be no ambiguity. There can be no misunderstanding. So if you encounter a phrasal verb that you don't understand, don't hesitate to seek clarification from, for instance, language resources like you're using now, a free podcast, books, internet search, or you could ask a teacher or a native speaker. Seek the clarification. Build a clear understanding of the phrasal verbs one at a time, and you will see really how much you have improved your English language skills. Remember, mastering phrasal verbs takes time and practice. So dispel the common misconceptions. Practice learning the language. Practice the learning strategies. And in no time, you will be able to confidently incorporate phrasal verbs into your everyday communication and making you more proficient. So that's it for today's episode on phrasal verbs. I really do hope that it was very helpful. Please do not forget to share your thoughts on the episode. Our next episode will look at phrasal verbs for daily routines. It would mean a lot if you subscribe, like, and share this video with your friends, colleagues, and anyone who you think will benefit from it. So that's a wrap for today. Join me next time for more language learning tips and strategies. Until then, I'm your host, Leslene. Happy learning. For the answers to the questions that we asked earlier. Question number one. The phrasal verb turn down means to reject an offer or invitation. Question number two. The phrasal verb run into means to unexpectedly meet someone. Question number three. The phrasal verb put off means to delay or postpone.